And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 21st of June, 2016. It's the birthday of the novelist Ian McEwan, born Aldershot, England, 1948. Grew up all over the world. His father served in the army. His first big novel was Atonement, came out in 2001. It's the birthday of the philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, born in Paris, 1905. Awarded the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1964, but he refused it. Died in 1980, and 50,000 people turned out on the streets of Paris to pay their respects. It's the birthday of Mary McCarthy, born in Seattle, 1912, author of novels including The Group, also her Memories of a Catholic Girlhood, and remembered for her literary criticism. Gore Vidal said of Mary McCarthy, "She was our most brilliant literary critic because she was uncorrupted by compassion." And it's the birthday of Donald Peaty, born in Chicago, 1898. He majored in botany at Harvard, but he wanted to write novels. He went off with his family to the south of France in the late 20s, wrote a couple of novels, which did not do well. Came back to the U.S. in 1933, family of five, very poor. He was unemployed. It was the Depression, 1933. Settled on a farm in Illinois, where he wrote about the natural world, the woods, the wetlands, the prairie, in his book An Almanac for Moderns, came out in 1935 and launched his career. Went on to write two great books about trees. Here's a poem by Marie Reynolds, "Still I Give Thanks." Day 14 in the radiation waiting room, and the elderly man sitting next to me says he give thanks every day because he can still roll over and climb out of bed. We wear the same cotton gowns, repeating pattern of gold stars on a field of blue that gape in back, leaving our goosebump flesh exposed. Lately I, too, give thanks for the things I can do, sit, stand, take my next breath. Thanks for my feet, my fingers, the ears on my head. I give thanks for the scrub jay's audacious cries outside my window at dawn. He is a hungry soul, forever foraging to feed his mortal appetite. Like him, I want more of everything, more light, more life, another cup of Darjeeling tea and a silver teaspoon to stir it with. I want to see my mother again before the winter settles in. And when she's gone, I want her porcelain Madonna. I want my doctor to use the word cure just once. Each day, supine on the table, I listen to the razoring whine of the radiation beam. It hurts to lie still, the table sharp as an ice floe beneath the bones of my spine. Still, I give thanks for the hands that position me, their measurements and marking pens, the grid of green light that slides like silk across my skin. I close my eyes and think of the jay. We wear the same raiment, blood, bone, muscle. Most days I still feel joy. I give thanks for that bird, too. Invisible feathers, invisible wings, a quickening felt deep within the body, vigorous and fleeting. A poem, "Still I Give Thanks," by Marie Reynolds. Used by permission of the poet here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, working to make progress for more than 75 years. And by Organic Valley, a co-op of family farmers bringing organic half-and-half to America's morning coffee since 1988. Organic Valley, bringing the good. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.